Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Repent or Perish, Already in Progress.
Do we have any idea what God can do if we just say, Here am I, Lord, send me? You know, He can do such wonderful things. He is such an awesome God. But anyway, all out of all that, I got to see the Lord deliver those boys. And that really, when you talk about Jesus around the sites that you're working, it's amazing the number of men, you know, that will come and talk to you about Jesus. But sometimes men are using the Lord's name in vain. And there is nobody to tell them about Jesus. And so I've been around many a site where men use foul words, foul profanity, or they're talking about the pornography they looked at last night, or who they slept with last night while their wife was out of town, or all kinds of crazy things. But he says there are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. The tower fell and killed them. Do we have those kind of things happening everywhere? Yes. Some kind of accidents, you know, I mean, car wrecks. And to think, when you really begin to understand, the only explanation the world has for this, well, we live in a fallen world. That's the only explanation they have. But that's not true. We do live in a fallen world. But the reason we have all these problems is because of sin. I mean, sin happens because, just like these two scriptures, these two sets of scriptures we're reading here, he says, are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all those that in Jerusalem? Verse 5, I tell you no. But except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. So if I'm lying to somebody on a regular basis, if I'm running around with people I shouldn't be running around with, if I'm doing anything, if I'm living in sin, I am setting myself up for some kind of destruction. A car wreck. I can remember a woman that I know very well that had been prayed for many, many times and could not get healed. She came to one of my healing classes. She listened, sat there for 4 hours listening to me teach these principles of the kingdom. Then she came up for prayer. She said, Pastor, I never heard the Word of God presented like this, but what you teach and what it says is the same thing. So she said, I want you to know I've been prayed for many times, and I've never been able to get healed. I said, well, how long you had the problem? She told me how many years she'd had the problem. Years. I told her, I said, let's go back to the year that it started. How many years ago? So we go all the way back to where it started. I said, right there, you did something that was sin that opened the door to the tormenting spirits. What did you do? Oh, my goodness. Immediately, just like that, the Holy Spirit convicted her of a sin she had committed. She had moved in with a young boy for a little while. Now, everybody knows it's okay to move in with a young boy if you're a girl. Oh, you don't agree with that, Kim? It's not okay, is it? See? Now, see, the world and the television will tell you it's okay. But God won't, He doesn't tell you it's okay. In fact, He tells you it is a sin. And so that this girl had moved in just for a little while. And just in that little while, she was involved in a car wreck that caused a whiplash with her back and messed up her back. And so she's been in excruciating pain all these years. I told her, I said, there's your problem. I said, you've got to repent for that. She said, nobody ever told me. Did the scripture say, except ye repent? Is that what it said? You shall also all likewise perish? I told her, I said, you got to repent. So she said, well, okay, I have no problem with that. So she repented. I said, now then, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? She said, I never used a scripture. I said, God watches over his word to perform his word in Jeremiah 1:12. If God watches over his word to perform his word, Jeremiah 1:12, then if he watches over the word, don't you think we ought to use a scripture? So what scripture would you use if you were dealing with this once the girl got her sin taken care of? What scripture would you use? Kim, I can ask you. I know what your favorite one is. Kim will say Matthew 18:19. Now, Matthew 18:19 says, why don't you quote that for us too? If just two or three, of us are gathered together and we agree about anything, it's done. Is that what he said? So I told her, I said, okay, we'll use that as a something to base our faith on for your healing. So we used Matthew 18:19. And then I said, okay, now then, nobody has ever prayed for you in faith. So I said, I'm going to pray for you in faith, and I'm going to guarantee you, girl, that mine and your Jesus is going to heal your body, your back. And we prayed that prayer of faith, and then the last thing that you got to do is what? Thank the Lord. So we thanked him for his word. We thanked him for healing her body, and guess what happened to that girl? She got healed, and that's been 15 years ago, I guess, and she's been healed ever since. Isn't that something? How simple it is, huh? Except you repent, you shall also perish. I mean, there's people out here that we have no idea the reason we are sick is because we got some kind of a sin. Just when that young boy saw that scripture, it was no problem whatsoever for that young boy to get on his knees and say, Lord, I am so sorry. I mean, after the doctor told you he's going to cut your leg off next Thursday, and you're 24 years old, let me tell you, it would be easy to forgive, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't even imagine having a leg cut off. Can you?
No,
I don't even want to think about that. So, but anyway, praise. Do you all realize that when we prayed for that boy and the Lord healed that boy the other day, that is three people in the last 3 months. I guess it hadn't been over a month, 3 months since we was in something like that. Yeah, in Des Moines. What, about 3 months or something?
4 months ago.
4 months ago, okay. So in the last 4 months, we have seen two young men and one older grandmother that had been given the diagnosis you're going to have to cut off their leg to the surgery. And every one of those people, Jesus has healed. Every one of them. Do we serve an awesome God? So what does he tell us to do?
Repent.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. If you don't repent, you're going to perish just like the rest of them. I don't want to perish like the rest of them. Do you? So, Lord, it ain't no problem for me to repent. I get rid of, I'll get tickled at Cheryl. Whenever Cheryl, before she was my wife, we were over, and that's the meeting that Kim got healed in on her back. I get tickled at her. We had all kinds of funny, strange things happen that day. But anyway, the Lord spoke to me that day, and I said, the Lord has never done this before. But I said, he just spoke to me and told me that several of his people have pain in their body, and he wants you to come up here and for me to touch you, and he's going to heal you. So I said, just come up. And so, man, I turned and looked, and there must have been 25 people gathering over here on the side. They're coming down here, and I thought, wow, that's a bunch of people. So I get them up here, and I said, now, Lord, I don't know what to do here. You just bring them up, and you'll heal them. So I just told him, I said, just close your eyes, put your hands down by your side, and I'll just start praying over you and touching you, and when the pain goes away, go sit down. So it took anywhere from a minute to 5 or 10 minutes, and then every one of them, and then everybody was going and sitting down. Cheryl said, I didn't have a pain in my body, but I'm looking all over because I want to get prayed for. When you see God working, everybody wants in on it, right? And I just think that day, in fact, Cheryl, she never did come up that day, but Kim didn't come up that day either because she was afraid of what might happen. And her and Scott, her husband, had never seen anything like this. And so, and of course, whenever I prayed, and she's sitting back there at the seat, and I'm just praying over people here. Obviously, that power, as I'm touching people and whatever, is going all the way back to Kim, because Kim got healed of her back injury that day, and that's been years ago, and she's never had another back pain, right? Isn't God good? He's an awesome God. I love serving the Lord. Except you repent. So is it easy for us to repent? Yes, Lord, we repent. And he said, if you don't repent, all of you shall likewise perish. Next verse, 6. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit therein, and nothing was there. Now, we got a tree here, and sought fruit thereon, and there was none there. So he said, this is a parable. This is a picture of how the kingdom works. So let's go verse 7 and see what else he says there after this guy come to look at the tree. Then he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years, now that's important. These 3 years, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree. Now then, you and me are that tree. We're that fig tree. Our bodies are the trees. He calls us trees. Came seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. What is the command there? Cut it down? Why cumbereth the ground? In other words, we don't see this like it's written. He's trying to give us an example that I come to my garden, my children, and I'm the vine and you are the branches. And every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off. Every branch. In other words, we read these scriptures and they don't mean anything to us. This is a scary verse. First of all, the dresser comes by and he says, you see that fig tree right there? I've come by here the last 3 years in a row, and it's fig season, and there ain't no figs on the ground or on this tree. This tree's useless. It ain't producing no fruit. Cut it down, throw it in the fire. See, we read that not really. He's talking about us.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Repent or Perish, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.